Peter and John before the court. While Peter and John were speaking to the people, the priests, the captain of the temple guard, and the Sadducees came up to them. They were very upset because Peter and John were teaching the people and saying that the dead will be raised to life just as Jesus was. So they arrested them and put them in jail until the next day because evening had already come. But many of those who heard the message believed, and the number of men who were believers grew to around 5,000. The next day, the leaders of the Jews, the elders, and the religious scholars met together in Jerusalem. Annas, the high priest, was there, and also Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and all who belonged to the family of the high priest. They had Peter and John brought before them and asked them, "By what power and in whose name have you done this?" Then Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit and answered them, "Leaders and elders of the people, you are questioning us today about a good deed that we have done for a sick person, and you want to know how he was healed. So then, know this, all of you, and let all the children of Israel know that this man stands before you made well by the power of the name of the Messiah, Jesus of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from death. For this Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, and he has become the crowning stone of the building. There is no salvation in anyone else, because in all the world there is no other name given to people by which we can receive salvation." When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized they were from the common people and were uneducated, they were amazed, and they recognized that they were companions of Jesus. But they didn't know what to say, for they saw the man who had been healed standing with them. So they ordered them out of the council. Then they conferred among themselves. They said, "What should we do with these two men? All the residents of Jerusalem know they have performed a great sign, and we cannot deny it. But so this matter will not spread further among the people, let's threaten them so they won't speak to anyone in this name." So they brought them in and commanded them never to talk about Jesus or teach people about him. Then Peter and John answered them, "You yourselves judge. Is it right in the sight of God to obey you or to obey God? We cannot keep silent. We have to speak about what we have seen and heard." So they threatened them again and then released them. They couldn't find a way to punish them because they were afraid of the people. All of them were praising God for what had taken place, because the man to whom this miracle of healing had happened was more than 40 years old. The Supplication of the Believers. When Peter and John were released, they returned to their companions and told them everything that the chief priests and elders had said to them. When they heard this, they lifted their voices together in supplication to God, saying, "O Lord, maker of the heavens and earth, the sea, and everything in them, you spoke by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of your servant, our forefather David, saying, 'Why were the nations enraged? Why did the peoples plot in vain?' The kings of the earth rose up and the rulers gathered together against God and against the Messiah, his chosen one. Indeed, in this city, Herod, Pontius Pilate, the nations, and the children of Israel gathered together against your holy servant, Jesus, whom you anointed. They did everything you had previously decided on, in accord with your power and will. So now, O Lord, observe their threats, and grant that we, your servants, may proclaim your message with all boldness. Extend your hand for healing, that signs and wonders may take place in the name of your holy servant, Jesus." When they had prayed to God, the place in which they were gathered shook, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Then they began to proclaim the message of God with boldness. Believers share their possessions. All of the believers were of one heart and one soul. No one was saying that he owned what he had. Instead, everything was shared among them. The apostles continued to testify with great power that our Master Jesus had risen from death, and God's abundant blessing was upon them all. There was no needy person among them, because everyone who had fields or houses would sell them, bring the proceeds, and give them to the apostles, who then distributed them according to the need of each one. For example, Joseph, whom the apostles called Barnabas, meaning the encourager, who was from the tribe of Levi and by nationality a Cypriot, had a field, so he sold it and brought the proceeds and gave them to the apostles.